Hello, everybody. You're listening to a new episode of Living with TBI. It's been a little while. I haven't been consistent with my recordings. It takes a lot to find a motivation to record. And when I do tell myself I'm going to record, I don't do it. So this is one of those days where I got into the mood to record something. I drank some coffee to give me that energy so that I can try to come up with an episode that will help people like myself and yourself if you're listening and you have a traumatic brain injury like I do. So I've been in the midst of trying to remember the name now, so I'm blanking out. But as far as my workers' compensation, they're trying to determine if I'm maximum medical something. In other words, they are trying to determine whether the treatments are no longer going to improve my situation. Now, with the vision therapy, I had a lot of improvements because my eyes have issues focusing on text. And for example, if I start reading something, I will get lost in the page. I will forget where I left off, and all of a sudden I'm reading a totally different sentence. And it makes it hard for me to make sense out of what I'm reading, so I have to go back. I have to go back and read again. So what I used to do was I would put a piece of paper underneath what I was reading. And then, let's say I managed to read an entire paragraph before getting a headache. If I were to look up to the top of the page, it would start wobbling. And all of a sudden, I would just get discombobulated and I would have this huge headache. So with vision therapy, they used to do these exercises to help me to move my eyes because I had issues moving my eyes to the far corner. It would hurt. It would feel as if my eye was going to get stuck. So I've gotten better with that. I really have. It's not 100%. I don't believe I'm going to ever be 100%. But now I can look, let's say to my right, and look at the far right corner, top corner, let's say. And the pain will be there, the discomfort, but at least I can do it. Before, it was really tough for me to do that. And, you know, that's due to the muscles surrounding your eyes. And I wear these prism glasses, so that helps me to be able to read something on a page. And it's amazing how much that helps. And it's also amazing to realize that when I'm not wearing them, it's crazy to see how far behind I am when I am not wearing them. So if I'm going to read, a lot of times I forget. Those of us with traumatic brain injuries, we forget a lot of stuff. I mean, there are times I ask myself if I brushed my teeth. So it's simple things, everyday things that you will forget. So putting on my glasses, yeah, it's something that I have to have it near, let's say, my computer chair. I need to have the glasses sitting next to the computer chair so that I can see them before I sit down. That's where I'm at. But the glasses, the prism glasses, they help me. They really do. And with photophobia, I still suffer from that. There are moments where I will, and this is something that I have to stop doing, and through counseling, they've told me that I really need to stop doing this because I'm putting myself in a situation where it's not helping. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about, and this is something I've always done way before my injury, I push myself to the limit. So to this day, it's over 4 years that I've been injured and I've been out of work. And I still will look outside when it's really sunny just to see how long I can tolerate it before I get the dizzy spells. And I guess I do it because I want to heal. I still believe that I can go back to my normal self. So I will put myself through aggravation just to see how far along I am. And because I've been doing that, I can tell that if I were to, for example, go grab the mail and it's really sunny, I know that I can look down and grab the mail with my eyes open, without sunglasses. I still have the risk of seeing a reflection, like the sun reflecting off of a very shiny surface. I believe they call that specular highlights, and the only reason why I know that is through photography. If I see that, I'm done. Even with sunglasses, sometimes it's too much. So just imagine a mirror, and the sun is beaming off that mirror, and you happen to look. And for me, whenever I don't have my sunglasses and I'm looking out the window in my own house, and I'm in a very specific area where the sun shines, when it's really bright, the sun will beam like right by the balcony. And a lot of times I just happen to walk to the living room and I gaze outside really quickly, and boom, I look at the brightest thing that has the sun reflecting right off it. It never fails. So if it's cloudy, I can walk outside without my sunglasses, and it will take about 10 minutes or so for the headache to intensify to where I can't tolerate it anymore, so I have to put the sunglasses. So I have discovered that I can walk around on a cloudy day in the daytime for a bit. But that's as far as it goes. Noise still aggravates me. High-pitched frequencies, noises that just surprise me, that happen suddenly. Like, let's say a car alarm. If I walked by a vehicle and all of a sudden the alarm goes off, I'm going to jump. And I'm going to be scared out my ass. And when that happens, I get angry because I'm in like a defense mode. I'm in fight mode, fight or flight. So when it comes to sound sensitivity, there's really nothing I can do but wear my noise cancellation headphones. As soon as I go outside, I have them on. And I have to make sure they're fully charged. And it's just something that I cannot take chances with, because of the fact that it will change my mood if something startles me. And I live in a very busy area, and there's constant noise. lots of traffic, lots of people. There's a lot of noise pollution here. So, yeah, after 4 years, 4+ years, I'm still adjusting. This is a lifelong adjustment. Living with what we have, all we can do is learn how to do what we used to do so easily, learn how to do them all over again, but with more difficulty and with less proficiency or efficiency. I'm assuming efficiency is the right word I was looking for. And just be as happy as we can be. I've gone through stages of depression within the last few months. And of course, that's something we really have to live with. There's no way around it. It's going to come and go for me. And I'm sure I'm not the only one who deals with that. What I try to do is I remind myself that I have, that I'm in a better situation than I was last year, that I have improved. I'm 51. I believe sometime next week, I think, I'll be 52. I'll turn 52. So for me, I've hit that, you know, half century mark. I'm past it. Time is extremely valuable. Every moment we have on this planet with our loved ones, we have to cherish it and make the most of it. And harping on, and I don't mean to sound harsh or anything, so I apologize ahead of time, but focusing on what we can't do anymore, it's only going to keep you from moving forward and enjoying your life as much as you can. Now we have to enjoy life with adjustments. And it's not just once and then everything's hunky-dory. You have to figure things out all the time. There are times where I, unbelievably so, will forget that I have these deficiencies. And as I said earlier, when I start reading without my glasses, immediately I'm like, okay, I'm not out of the woods. I need to always wear these freaking glasses or else I'm going to get dizzy. I'm going to, you know, have this pressure in my head because I'm trying to read without the glasses. Thankfully, I can read without my glasses more as far as time than I was able to a year ago. Thankfully, I could do that. So if, let's say, for example, I have to read something on my phone really quick, maybe for whatever reason, right? An email from the lawyer or whatever. I can read that as far as, you know, as long as the text is big enough to read, and I can read it, you know, somewhat comfortably. But it doesn't compare to when I have the glasses on and I can see it. And, you know, I still have the trouble following the sentences when I, even with the prism glasses, but it's a little easier. So that those are the things you have to aim for. What makes those difficult moments that will always be there a little less difficult? Because as I stated, we are always adjusting. And this past weekend, I had a situation where and it hasn't happened in a year or so, or maybe less, but I got into a situation where I really wanted to hurt somebody. And I was arguing with someone in the street. He was in his vehicle, and he yelling out his window. I'm yelling at him, you know. And when I look at it, or when I think about it, it's so dumb, you know, the whole situation. But he was cursing at me. He was, you know, yelling obscenities. And he said, I don't know what it was, the look in his face or what he said. All of a sudden, I freaking dashed right on against his window, the passenger side. Now, his wife is sitting on the passenger side. He keeps opening the window. My wife told me that the window kept going up and down. I guess his wife was raising the window, but he would lower the window. And imagine, I'm the one arguing with the guy. I didn't even notice that. I dashed, and I'm about a foot away from his wife, and I'm yelling at him to get out. Now, when I yell, I lose it. Growing up, it took a lot for me to lose my temper, like legitimately lose my temper. And they used to call me the Hulk because I would be really calm and I would tolerate a lot of things until the moment comes when I can't tolerate it anymore. And that's why they say it's not good to let things build up, right? So when that would happen, it would take a while for me to calm down. But after this injury, I would lose my temper for no reason. I had intentions of hurting people, and this was before I knew what was going on. This was before I actually had a doctor take the time to give me a proper CAT scan. And I kept telling doctors that there was something wrong and I'm losing my temper and I'm looking to hurt people. So in this situation that happened this past weekend, I was ready to open his door and drag him out. But his wife was in the way. And then my wife, you know, and I felt really horrible afterwards, she's trying to hold me back. So I don't know how I managed to dash, because it felt like I just took one step, but that one step covered about 8 feet. And my wife's still holding onto my arm. Now, for those that don't know, my wife recovered from breast cancer. So I need to look out for her. And I put her in a bad situation that could have gone even worse. That was me, and I felt really stupid. But we can't control our emotions. We can't. I now see movies or commercials that'll have something. It'll be something, and it's not specific, but something all of a sudden would make me really emotional, like I want to cry. And that used to never happen before. You know, like you see like a special moment between family or whatever, and all of a sudden I'm ready to freaking shed some tears, so I have to hold it back. I'm like thinking to myself, come on, chill out. So yeah, in September is going to be 5 years. And with my disability, the review is going to come up later on this year. My workers' compensation, it's going into another trial to see or another hearing, not a trial, a hearing. For what, I don't know. If my, you know, they've cut off all of my therapy. I keep trying to get therapy. It's not approved. So we'll see what happens. But the tricky thing with us is that we cannot control what we worry about. We cannot control what makes us sad, what makes us upset, and what makes us happy. It's really tough. So just got to take every second that you have and make the best of it. Make every second count. I tell that to my son. He's going to graduate from college in June. I'm so happy for him. He's going to be the first in my family to graduate college. And I tell him all the time, make every second count. Stretch that second for as long as you can. Because as you get older, the time seems to go by so quickly because we have so much in front of us, so many things distracting us. Either you're in a job that is keeping you busy, or you're in a relationship that is toxic. It could be anything. And next thing you know, you're 51 like I am. And you're wondering, holy crap, what have I done that makes me excited? What have I done that I can look back and say, you know what, that was a great time? And thankfully I have. I grew up in a special time where we didn't have all these electronics to keep us occupied, to make us to keep us from thinking for ourselves. And I'm not going to get into all that. You know, back when I was growing up, we used to watch Saturday morning cartoons and then watch Kung Fu Theater on Saturdays and then go outside, practice all the Kung Fu that we saw, talk about the Godzilla shows we saw on Saturday, and then play either Kick the Can or Red Light, Green Light, 1, 2, 3, you know, something. Nowadays, you will rarely see kids outside. You will see kids in the park, but you don't see them playing outside in the block like we used to in the Bronx. And that's sad because that teaches you cohesiveness, human interaction. It teaches you how to deal with conflict because every kid at one point or another had a fight with their best friends. That's just the way it was. Because all of us were growing up, we were finding ourselves. So there were moments where my friends would fight each other. And then after we were done, we would be friends again. Nowadays, kids or even young adults have no idea how to deal with that type of conflict. And I know this conversation or this podcast has taken a weird turn, like a direct 90-degree turn. A sharp 90-degree turn, I mean. So I apologize about that. It's just me. That's just how I think. You just got a verbal demonstration of how my mind thinks. I'm thinking about something, and then all of a sudden, I'm just somewhere else thinking about something totally different that has nothing to do with my initial thoughts. But yeah, all I can say, and I just wanted to do a podcast. And I guess just share how I'm dealing with my TBI and what I'm discovering as I get older. And once again, the best advice that I can give anyone, whether you have TBI or not. Just make the best out of every second you have. And if you ever had to wait 1 minute and you timed that 1 minute, you will realize it's kind of long. So you can do a lot in 1 minute. You could do a lot in 1 minute. You can make a few people extremely happy by sending them a text, how they're doing. Or even doing a quick phone call to say, hey, how you doing? How are you feeling today? You could do all that in 1 minute. Give it a shot. So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up because I'm starting not to make sense. But you guys take care. I hope everybody's doing well, finding ways to make themselves better. And leave me a voice message. Let me know how you handle your situation. Do you have photophobia? Do you have noise sensitivity? Are you having issues with your eyes? Please let me know. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. You guys take care. I'll talk to you soon.